This is an oral history project for History of the American Woman, and I'm speaking to your name?
Mary Massey.
Your age?
78.
What year were you born?
1915.
And where were you born?
DeKalb County.
What city?
Fort Payne, Alabama.
Okay. How long did you live there?
Twenty-2 years.
Okay. What age did you go to work in the mill?
14.
Okay. You went to work at the mill at 14?
Uh-huh.
Which mill?
Davis Hosiery Mill.
Okay. How long did you work there?
I worked four years.
Okay. What circumstances made you go to work there? Just tell me everything about why
I had to. That was back in the ending of the Depression, and I had to go to work.
Okay, why did you have to?
Well, my daddy was a railroad man. He was laid off from the railroad, and me and my oldest sister worked and kept the family going.
Okay, what kind of jobs did you have before you went to work at the mill?
I didn't.
Okay, so the mill was your first job?
Yeah.
Okay. Describe your first day at the mill. How did it feel? I mean, were you scared when you went up to
the
mill?
Yes, I was scared. Can we stop?
Okay, how did it feel on your first day of the job?
Well, I was scared. I had to learn. I had a teacher to teach me. I looped socks on the machine, and this woman taught me. And I had to learn, and it was very hard. And we had to get production. We had to loop so many socks a day to get production. And I finally did learn to get it. But I was 14 years old when I went to work, and I wasn't supposed to hire till 16. But we needed the money. And my aunt worked in the office, and she helped me get a job. And
Were there any kind of tests you had to take before
you
got the job?
No, I didn't have to take no test or anything like that. I just had to learn how to do the job. And ever so often, there would be an inspector come along checking your age. And when they was coming, my aunt would call me and tell me to ask off and go home so I wouldn't have to tell a story. Because I would have had to tell a story about my age. And I would ask off and go home to keep from telling this story. And I worked there 4 years. And then I got married. Can I tell that?
Yeah.
Then I got married, and I changed jobs. I worked at Gilbreth and Cobble Mill. And I worked there a long time, and that was at the end of 1935. And I was married at that time, and I had to walk to work, and we had a real big snow to come, and my husband couldn't carry me in the car, and he walked me to work, and we had to walk up and down the railroad track.
In the snow,
and it was knee-deep. It was a big snow.
But you had to be at work, or you would have been fired.
Yes, I had to be at work, and I had to work anyway. We had to have the money. So my husband got a job, and we moved out. We was living with my mother and daddy, and we moved out. And I got pregnant with my first and only child. And after he was born, my mother kept him, and I went back to work at Sugart's Hosiery Mill, and I worked there until we moved to Etowah County.
Okay.
And after we moved to Etowah County, I didn't work. My husband worked with Alabama Power Company.
Okay.
Sounds awful,
don't you? No, you don't sound awful. Okay, did you hear anything about the mill before you went to work there? I mean, did you hear anybody talking about what a good job it was or what a bad job it was? Or did you have any idea of what you were getting into?
Well, no. We really didn't. Back then, we just worked at what we could find, and there wasn't any work to get much. And you just took what you could get.
Yeah, I guess in the Depression, you had to.
Yeah.
Okay. Describe the outside of the mill, the first mill, the one you went to work with.
Well, it was just a big old building, brick building, and it had Davidson sign on it in big letters.
Okay. About how many people would you say worked in the mill?
Well, I don't really know.
I mean, 100, 200, 300?
They was 500 or 600 people.
Okay, so it was a big mill. It wasn't just a
mill. Oh, it was a huge mill.
Okay. Tell me about your first day at work. What happened when you walked in?
Well, I had to go to the big boss and talk with him, and he showed me and told me where to go, and we sat down to do the work. It was looping, and you looped up these toes of a sock, and my instructor come, my teacher, and she worked with me and taught me all day. It took me 2 or 3 days to learn how, because you couldn't miss a stitch. If you did, it would unravel.
Yeah. So this was an older woman that had worked in the mill for
a
while?
Oh, yeah. She knew how to do the job.
Okay. And did the two of you get kind of close working together, or did she just work with you for a few days?
Well, she just worked with me a few days, and she'd come back and check to see if I was doing okay.
Did you ever instruct anybody else?
No.
Okay. What was the inside of the mill like?
Well, it's just a big old room, just a huge room, and it had a lot of machinery in it. The looping machines was in one section, and the knitting machines was in another section. And that was all in one room. Of course, the mill was larger than that and had other departments, but in that part I worked in, the knitting and looping was on.
Okay. Describe the looping. What do you do?
Well, you just sit at this machine and you put the socks on this machine, and you have to get every stitch just right, and it goes around and around, and as it goes around, it sews that toe up. And that's
so it
looping.
Won't ravel.
Yeah,
so the toe of the sock was done differently than the rest.
And that's the seam across the toe of your sock is what's called looping.
Okay. I just wanted a description of what it was because I didn't know. Was it just really big? Was it just big machines? There wasn't like any, conveyor belt lines or... like assembly lines, and how many people worked at a machine?
There's one at a machine each. We had one machine each. And no, there wasn't no conveyor line of bales, but the machine run on a belt on the motor.
What did the machine do?
It just went around and sewed the sock up.
Okay. And you just had to direct the machine.
Uh-huh. You can operate it with your foot.
Okay. Like a treadle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did it smell like inside?
Well, it was just...
Did it stink? Or?
No, it didn't stink, but it had a funny odor to it because there was so many socks and so much going on and lint, a lot of lint, and it just had a funny odor, but it wasn't bad.
Was it loud?
No, not too loud.
Was it pleasant to be in there?
Yeah, because you had a lot of people to... You could talk while you worked, but you had to work fast.
Yeah.
And you could make a lot of friends, and there'd be a lot of people in there, and you'd get your socks in a big old cloth bag, and then when you'd loop that bag up, you'd go up to the end and get another bag. And you could talk to people as you went and come, but if you took up too much of your time, you wouldn't make your production.
Okay, what happened if you didn't make your production?
Well, they just wouldn't keep you.
Oh. So you had to make your production every day to keep your job.
Had to loop so many socks a day.
Oh, how many did you have to do a day?
Well, I really forgot.
Well, that's okay. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. It's been a great while.
Let's just estimate, like 200, 300?
Yeah, at least that many.
Okay. I just wanted some kind of account. Would you say that the work was dangerous?
Well, no, not really, but you did have to be careful. You could get your clothes or your hand or anything caught in those machines. Now, the looping machines wasn't as dangerous as the knitting machines were.
Okay, what kind of stuff happened on the knitting machines?
Well, they had to do about the same things that we done, except they stood up. They had to stand to put the, they knit the whole sock. And they had to stand to get all that started in that machine.
To feed the thread.
Yeah,
the
to
machine.
Feed the thread and all. And they had to stand up and we sat down.
Did you ever see any kind of injuries on the job?
No, I don't think so.
So nobody ever really got hurt or maimed that you knew of? Okay. They say now that people that worked in the mills, especially women, had a lot of health problems because of the lint and because of the things that you were exposed to, all that lint, and it caused like respiratory difficulties and you know, working on your feet so long and doing some of the jobs that were done had caused health problems. Did you think that it ever caused you any health problems?
No, I don't really think so.
Okay. Were there any kids younger than you working?
No. Not that I know of.
So they didn't have a problem with, like, child labor?
No.
Okay. What kind of hours did you work? Like, what time did you go
to work? Well, I had to go to work at 6:30.
In the morning?
In the morning. Okay. And work till 5 in the afternoon.
What kind of breaks did you get?
Well, we didn't get many breaks. We had a lunch break, and that was about it.
How long was your lunch break?
30 minutes.
So you worked, say, from 6:30 in the morning till 12, got 30 minutes, and then went back to work all day long.
Yeah, yeah. And we had to eat our lunch sitting at our machine.
Really?
Yeah. But now, we did have a Coke van that come around. You could get a Coke, or you could get some candy, or whatever you wanted. Sometimes sandwiches. And you could get that on and eat it at your machine. But if you took up too much time, like I said a while ago, you wouldn't make your production.
Hmm. What happened if you were, like, if you were sick or, you know, if you had to go to the restroom or something?
Well, we had privilege to go to the restroom.
Well, I'm but sure we you just, had to,
we,
but...
we didn't kill too much time.
So everything was done so you could make your production.
Uh-huh,
everything you did,
uh-huh.
You just had to do it as fast as you could.
That's right. And if you were sick, you just had to call in and report off.
Did you ever go to work sick?
Yes, I have, many times.
Because you needed the money?
Yeah.
What kind of pay did you get?
Well, it was very little. I have drawn as small a check as $7 for 2 weeks. But at that time, we wasn't getting full time.
Mm-hmm. How many hours would you say you worked for that? If you drew $7 for 2 weeks, say $3.50 a week, how many hours did you have to work for that $3.50?
Well, I don't really know because I've done forgot. We didn't keep up with our hours back then. We just worked by the days. And I don't really know.
So you weren't on any kind of salary or Okay. So you didn't get paid per bundle of sock or whatever?
No. We had to do our work to get paid.
Okay, what kind of, you already told me a little bit about your duties, but did you ever work any different jobs than on the looping machines?
No.
Even in any of the other mills that you worked in?
No, I didn't. I always looped.
You always looped?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what made you go back to work in another mill?
Well, we moved and it was closer.
Okay.
And I had to walk to work, so I just went to work there.
Okay, but it was basically the same job, different
place.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Were any of the, you worked at three mills. Were any one of them more pleasant than the other? Or were they all basically the same?
Well, they was basically the same, but I think I enjoyed the Cobble and Gilbreth Hosier Mill better than I did the Sugar or W.B. Davidson Sons.
So the second one was better
I think it was.
Why?
Well, it seemed like it's more people I knew or more of my friends or it was just more pleasant to work there.
So a lot of your friends had to go work in the mills too?
Mm-hmm, yeah. A lot of them did.
Okay.
That was about the only kind of work there was in Fort Payne.
I'm going back a little bit, but you were in sixth grade and you quit to go to work in the mill. Did your mom tell you that you had to, or did you just feel a sense of duty?
Well, no, I couldn't see my mistakes back then, and I didn't like school, so I didn't want to go.
Oh, so it was just an excuse not to have to.
Yeah, and I was large to my age, so nobody knew my age by looking at me, so I just wanted to go to work, and I did. No, I wasn't told I had to. But we loved our family, and we tried to stick together and do the best we could.